This is I've Got This Fever, written and read by Tabitha Rain. I've got this fever. Every night it haunts me with its exhausting fervour. I wake up hot and agitated, with you by my side sleeping gently, chest rising and falling without a care, drifting on a sea of calm and rest while I burn beside you. My desire to clutch and scratch at you in your sleep is almost overwhelming. I could just straddle you, sink down while the fleshy sleeping bundle at your groin grows instinctively, hardening at my febrile wet touch. How did I grow so insatiable? This heat, this yearning, this burn. It slashes through everything. Every thought, every moment is consumed by this hunger. Like a demonic possession, my body writhes silently beside you, fearful of waking you, consuming you and leaving you a hollowed-out husk of a man. My hands creep to my cunt for the sixth time. I grab my mound in both hands and hook my fingers into my greedy, sopping hole. I rub hard, back and forth, digits slippery, hands pressed hard onto my peaking clit. It's raw and feral, this want. I twist my head to the side, violently biting at my pillow to drag the fabric into my mouth, trying to gag the guttural mewling that growls from my throat. My cheeks puff and I breathe hard through my nose, well aware I'm doing a terrible job of silence. My cunt is twitching under my touch. I thrust and pulse harder, trying to get enough purchase to slake this thirst. Suddenly your hands are on me, rough and hard. You shove me over onto my belly and drag my hips up backwards, slamming my ass to your thighs. My hands release my cunt and my arms flail to catch my balance. You're going to ragdoll fuck me right now in the depths of the night, half asleep. You're going to give me what I crave. And yes, with nothing more than a grunt, you drive your cock into me, gripping tight to the flesh at the fold of my hips and thighs. Harder, I plead with my mind, my neck bent awkwardly, pillow still crammed into my mouth. Wetness spreads into the fabric and my face is strewn with hair and saliva. Tears add to the mix and my chest heaves, ragged breaths groaning in my throat. I am at the place I desire. Harder. Your cock pounds and ploughs into me. I could take more. I could take seven of you all fucking me at once. Harder, harder, deeper. Sweat breaks out on my shoulders as you let go of my side and slap my arse hard. Oh yes, that will do nicely. I roll my lower spine, arching up my ass, an invitation of another slap. You've never spanked me before, and now I know it's what I need. I meet you thrust for thrust up to the hilt in my wanton cunt, and you start smacking my flesh in earnest, grunting each time in a way that has me seeing stars explode behind my eyelids. All my senses merge, the taste of the pillow, the scent of our sweat with the sounds of wet, hot fucking and spanking, and now I'm climbing the heights. Now, at last, my ache is being soothed. Violently, spasms and heat course from my cunt to my head, and you stop slapping me, reaching round to my clit and pressing hard. Is this what you need? You growl low and deep, arching your body over mine so I can feel your breath on my shoulders. Rough, you little insatiable whore. And fuck, your words tip me into oblivion. The stars become fractals and your cock hits every spot as you keep fucking me raw. I try to say, but you grab my hair at my nape and pin my face to the pillow. Shut up and take it, you say, and I do, with one hand on my clit and the other holding me fast. You fuck and fuck, my climax spiralling, lifting me to the point of no going back. Everything in my being is clenched, coiled, ready for release. Then we stop, suspended together in that place of nothing. It is a brief, yet infinite space where we meet in crystallized calm before, bang, we're out and back in the physical, crashing out our orgasm all over each other. Flailing and panting over and over, coming together, you fill me with your hot spunk. It drizzles out over my thighs as your thrusts slow, dragging our mingled juices in and out of my spasming pussy. Shaking, I tentatively push up onto one elbow and look over my shoulder. What's that? A flicker of disappointment? Lust? Joy? I can't read your expression. I panic slightly as you flop down beside me, facing away. I roll to spoon into the back of you, inhaling your heady sex scent. Are you okay? I whisper behind your ear, but you're already fast asleep. I twist around so we are back to back and await the craving once more. If you'd like to read more from me, head to tabitharain.com. Or to hear more sexy stories read aloud, visit girlonthenet.com/audioporn.